Bifnim and so on. There's a paragraph we keep coming back to, extraordinary story of the three Sfinois. It says in Gemara Gittin, there were three shiploads, Aspianus filled up three shiploads of young people to bring them to Rome to do Averis. And in the middle, they decided, they consulted with each other, and they said, if we throw ourselves in, will we get to Olam Haba? And Miyad Heir Kadosh Baruch Hu Nebe Pasuk Omar Hashem Yiboshen Asher Mitzol Siam. The second cut, the third cut, they all and they all jumped in. And Ruach Hakodesh Sarach Zomeres Al Eilani Bechia. The in the way the Balakina writes it, Hashiveinu Shivu Kivo Benifchayam. They yelled out Hashiveinu when they came into the Nivcheyam. The word Nivche is, it means loosely here, the depths of the Yam. But Navich means someone who's lost, who doesn't know where he is. And then it says, Shir Sishpocha Shir Kal Yam. The Shir Sishpocha of the Amaisa was equal to the Shir Sishpocha in the Yam. So of course the Maisa Mitzvos Nefesh, but I like to hear another Makuda, another Knetch of the parallel that they're drawing between the Nivchei Yam and the Shiras and Shpachos. If in terms of a person feeling lost and nowhere. So a person wanders in a desert, so a person is in a Vuchimheim. A person wanders in a forest, but both a forest and even a desert, there's some element of a landmark, there's some element of a kesha that a person who's lost in a forest is lost in one darga, a person lost in the midbar, maybe lost more, and the yam. The Yam is the Etzem Metzias of being lost. There's nothing, nowhere, anywhere. It's all ocean, that's it. There's, in terms of being Navich, there's nothing more Navich than the Yam. In Klal Yisrael, on Kriyas Yamsuf, a part of, besides that's a Nes, it means that a place that is Kuloi Kiloyin for a person. A person has no mitzias because the makom, it's not at all made for a person because a person is lost there. So the gilui in Kriyas Yamsuf was that there was a makom that opened up a path and a road. The yam became, instead of a place where a person gets lost, it's a place where a person finds his real mitzias. He's walking out of Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. And so the shiras and shishpacha is on the yam. Of Klal Yisrael finding a Metzias in a place there was no Metzias. That's part of the oimik of Kriyas Yamsuf. A person who Lo'olenu dies at sea, is lost in the ocean. He's lost beyond words. A person who has a kever has a place. A person who is a shipload of people that go under, it's gone, forgotten. The word lost, in its sharpest sense, applies to them. And when they asked Mana Chalom Haba, they weren't asking, are we going to get a reward? They were asking, do we have a Metzias? If this is the right thing we're doing, then do we have Metzias? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meir in Nayim the Pasik, Om Hashem Yiboshen Oshiv Oshim Tzol Siyam, that there's a road that goes from the Mitzvot Yom, where people are buried al Kiddush Hashem, without a marker, without a sign, without anything. There's a road that goes from there, and Hashiveinu Shivu Kivo BeNivcheyam. The Loshen Nivcheyam means in the emptiness and the lostness of the Yam, is when they yelled out Hashiveinu. The one thing they wanted was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu onto them. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meir Inayim, they saw that the Yam has in itself a Yad Hashem that's Asher Miboshen, that became a Shira, like the people who saw literally a road clearing out in the Yam to go to Eretz Yisrael.